Hey, and welcome to Sober Dad Podcast, episode 78. As usual, like, share, subscribe, follow on Rumble, subscribe on YouTube, all that good stuff. And if you want to contact me, you can do that at soberdadpodcast@gmail.com or on X at soberdadpod. There was no interview this week. Still kind of working on that. Obviously, the show is late. It is not Monday when this show comes out because just been busy, lots of stuff going on. And like I say in the bio, this podcast and everything else, first and foremost, I am a dad and a husband, so I cannot always do this. I do this podcast because I like doing it and because it helps me stay sober and it's an accountability thing. But when it's a choice between family stuff and podcast stuff, I have to go with family. So my apologies for not coming out on Monday, but I will have this out as soon as I'm done recording this. But yes, so I do not have really a topic per se for today, other than just wanted to talk for a bit, just get my thoughts out, and hopefully something comes up in me talking to, well, firstly myself, but then when you guys hear it, hopefully you get something out of it. But just a quick update. Today is day 79, I believe, looking at my calendar over here. No, day 80 of the plus one push-up challenge. So today I will do 80 push-ups, and yeah, because it's the 80th day of the year. I did my 79 yesterday and everything before the day before that, and there seems to be some weird thing going on X where every day I post it, and every now and then people, I guess, mistakenly think that I'm only, like, yesterday was 79 days sober, even though I've been in the community for a while and I've posted that I was 1 year sober, now 13 months sober. And I guess, even though I guess my messaging is off, I'm not wording it correctly, apparently, because I usually, every post is like, the 79th day of 2024, I did 79 push-ups, and proceed that with something. And somehow people still construe that with like, oh, 79 days of sobriety, congrats. And I'm like, well, thank you, but that's not a thing. So I got to work on my messaging, try to figure out a better way to get the point across that this is just a push-up challenge and this has nothing to do with sobriety per se. I mean, I'm improving myself, and that's part of the whole sobriety thing, is constantly be getting better. And that's why I started this challenge, was to get better every day and so try something a little bit harder every single day. And I guess, you know, and I don't even put the recovery hashtags or anything on there. So I guess just the majority of my followers are in the recovery community. And I guess they see that, see other people liking it, and just assume that it's sobriety related. But, you know, it's a whole other thing. But yes, the push-up challenge is going great. On top of that, started actually getting back into the gym after having all of the construction work done on the house and having workers here, so I couldn't leave the house, and the kids aren't sick anymore and all this stuff. So getting back into the gym has felt great. I've been 2 days this week so far. Today is Wednesday. Did not go Monday because we went to... The dog is barking. Went on Monday to the zoo. So it was kind of an impromptu, like, hey, the weather's really nice, let's all go to the zoo. And that's actually been a really cool part of being sober and everything, is we've had a zoo membership for a long time, so we can actually go to the zoo. But I used to hate going to the zoo. And I think I've talked about this before, but just when my wife wanted to go to the zoo, I'd usually be like hungover, so I didn't want to do anything but just stay home. And I knew that if we went to the zoo, I couldn't drink, even though there's alcohol at the zoo, because I was with my family and I only drank in private and in secret. But it's been a blessing to actually get to go to the zoo and enjoy myself and not worry about not drinking, not being hungover, not worrying about what other people are up to and noticing. Like, I still notice other people drinking, but now it's less of a, like, an envy thing and more of like, I hate to say like a sense of superiority, but it kind of is, like, when you finally realize that you're above that and have overcome that. And then you see other people standing in a long line to get beer and not taking their kids around the zoo and making people wait on them to get alcohol. It's almost like, I guess, you feel bad for them in a way, but mostly I feel bad for the kids, because you know, they got to wait for dad to get a beer or mom to get a beer. And then they stop at like every single station because they drink their beer in between and they always got their one hand on the beer. And, you know, it's just kind of a thing that I'm glad I don't have to worry about anymore. And I'm glad my family doesn't have to deal with that anymore either, even though, like I said, never really got to drink at the zoo because by the time we started going, I had fully went into closeted drinking mode. But yeah, the zoo was nice. The weather was nice. It was beautiful, sunny. Had to put on sunscreen the whole nine. And now today it's cloudy and crappy again. And it's going to be like that for the foreseeable future. So like a false summer, spring kind of deal. But we will prevail. We'll get through. Still trying to find time to get the kids out to the park. We're going to start planting our garden here very soon, probably this week at some point between rain showers. Got to go pick up plants and do all that. I spent this weekend pressure washing and pulling weeds and getting our backyard already just in time to not enjoy the backyard again for who knows how long. But yeah, it's just a matter of not letting all the things stack up. And before you know it, it's summertime and you have all this crap you have to do. And it's nice to actually be able to tackle things during the weekend and have the kids help as well. The girls love getting their little garden shears and going in the garden and clipping weeds. They haven't mastered the act of actually rooting the weeds, so they'll cut the tops off and then I got to go in there and pull them out anyway, but it keeps them busy. They really enjoy it. And the kids took up this weekend. They were hustling the cul-de-sac for car washes. They wanted to wash cars, and then somebody actually gave them money, gave them $1 each, and they thought that they were ballers. So then they even made name tags and started their own, you know, car washing company and trying to get everybody to let them wash their cars. So that was pretty funny. But it ended up mostly being me washing the tops of all the cars because they couldn't reach the top. So I had to wash a bunch of people's cars. And yeah, it was fun. You know, like I said, fake summer, we got water balloons and squirt guns, the whole nine. The neighbor is having some trees removed from her yard, and I asked her pretty please if I could salvage some of the branches to make walking sticks, and she was actually very excited about that. So I'm going to make some walking sticks for her and just for us to have, because, you know, camping season's almost coming up, and one of my things I like to do is if I find a nice stick, it's a guy thing, I guess, but, you know, sticks are cool. So if I find a nice stick, I shave it down, dry it out, and turn it into a walking stick. So I've got three curing right now in the bathroom here in my office because it's like the hottest room in the house. So it's going to take a few days for those to dry. But yeah, that's pretty much been the weekend. So that's why we've just been so busy enjoying the weather that I didn't really get a chance to come out and sit down here and do a podcast. And by the time it was nighttime, we're all super exhausted and tired. Usually I'm the first one awake and the last one asleep. And that's still the case, but I just have been going to bed a little earlier and waking up a little later lately, just trying to catch up because we've just been so busy. And, you know, it's a good problem to have. Being busy is a good problem because with me and my drinking before, boredom was a big trigger for me. And now the more full I can keep my life and the more activities I can do with my kids and my family, the less time I have to think about things like that, even though I don't think about it that often at all, other than, you know, obviously with the podcast and on X doing sobriety related stuff, joining spaces, things like that. It's always in the front of my mind as far as sobriety goes, but the actual like urge to drink, the wanting to drink, anything like that has been almost non-existent, like a faint little voice, if that, just every now and then like, oh, you know, now would be a good time. And then I'm like, well, that's stupid. And I push it down and it goes away. And I'm sure that's probably going to be a thing forever. Just reminiscing, because obviously sober is way better, but there are still times, I mean, there's going to be like reminiscing. It does feel good. It felt good to drink. And the sense of peace and calmness that came with that, the lack of caring about responsibility or anything, like that was a good feeling. It's not like that was, in my opinion, those feelings weren't fake. They were just manufactured. They were artificial in the sense of I got them through artificial means, through intoxication and stuff. And so now the trick is to get dopamine from other sources, more healthy sources, like dopamine from hugging your kid, dopamine from getting a kiss from your wife, or hitting the gym really hard, which my legs are sore as hell. And shout out to a guy on Twitter, Darren Vest. He is not really in the recovery community or anything, but he's in like the dad fit community that I had Barrett on before. And he's big into jump roping. And he convinced me to buy a jump rope and start doing that for cardio. And my legs hate me, but it's been pretty cool. So that's, you know, that's kind of where we're at with the podcast. I'm going to work on trying to get some more interviews here in the near future. We're just in that spring cleaning mode. And if I'm not sitting here, I haven't even played a game in a while. I posted a video the other day of me playing the Helldivers video game, which is really fun. And that's usually how I unwind at night after I get everybody to sleep. And I haven't even done that in a few days just because, like I said, I've been so tired. I've been going to bed earlier than normal, which is still like 11 o'clock to midnight. But I've just been doing things. I've been cleaning the house, cleaning out the garage. I reorganized the garage after they finished the work. So, you know, I was out there at midnight the other night rewiring an outlet because apparently when I replaced it after they did the wall, the ground wire was touching something, so it kept tripping the breaker. So I had to go out there at midnight again when I realized that the lights weren't working in the garage, and then I went out there and fixed it. So just little things like that, spring cleaning, like I said. And yeah, I wouldn't have any other way. I mean, I normally back then I would just be passed out on the couch before the kids even most nights, or if I took one of my kids to their bed, I'd fall asleep in the bed with them and wake up at like 4 a.m. and go get in my bed and have an unhappy wife and feel miserable and stuff. So being busy is a good problem to have. And yeah, I think I'm just going to end it on that. So stay tuned for Friday will be the next episode. Once again, not sure what I'm going to cover, but I will figure something out and have it a little more organized than this episode. This one was kind of just me musing about the goings on and stuff, but hopefully you got something out of it. It helps me just to talk, and that's what I like to do with these things. So, yeah, until Friday, remember to raise your kids and not glasses.